of it. I think our kids have gotten better. They've gotten better every week. They're very, very frustrated where they're at, but they've had a positive attitude. And I know to give these seniors an opportunity to go out their last game in Arkansas, obviously in Little Rock, but still a home game that would mean a lot to them.
All right, welcome. Into the Zone, it's 10:07. Justin Akre joined by Matt Stell one more time this week. And if you didn't get enough of him today or yesterday or the day before, catch him. He'll be briefly at the Buzz tailgate party on Saturday, and he will be for an extended play at the Rev Room on Saturday night.
Yes, yes.
Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. 3 days in a row. This is starting to feel like starting to get a groove cut.
Wow. Here. It's like a full-fledged, low-paying, crappy job that everybody else wants.
Which I love. I'm really excel at those. It's my wheelhouse.
Today in the Zone, we'll talk about the Arkansas-Mississippi State game. I have another chance for you to win tickets. In fact, I'm going to do it in the...
Which hour will it be?
How about the Jim's Razorback
Report? Let's give some of the
first
hour.
Good call.
Why make him wait? What do you say, Matt?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay, whatever you think.
Give the people what they want. That's my motto.
I have a Razorback basketball question for Razorback football tickets.
That's perfect.
I'm hoping that the success the basketball team is having will rub off on the Razorback football program with these tickets. Going to be joined by Nate Olson at the bottom of this hour, and I appreciate Nate slumming with us here in the Zone in the Fury Electric studio today after spending time on ESPN last night. He's
Da-na-na.
Big.
Da-na-na.
Exactly. He was on the Freddie Coleman show. I hate Freddie Coleman's show, but the fact that
really?
He's on ESPN is totally awesome, and it was great that Nate got a chance to go on there. In sync this week, Nate wrote a feature on Sean Andrews, who is one of the more well-liked Razorbacks, I think. Just a good guy. I remember covering when he came out of high school and on into his college career. And just a really good guy to be around, always very positive. I've been around him some since he got out of the league as well. He's just a pleasant, friendly, nice, good dude.
I've heard a lot of people say that about him.
He's a different cat. He's kind of a unique fella, but I think he's just a good-hearted guy. I mean, a really good guy.
I can get on board with that.
Still very close with his family, which is great, and that's part of the story in there. And really, that's the only people he's close to now is his family because he had some bad experiences with teammates in Philadelphia specifically. And luckily, he did end up on a high note as far as his interaction with teammates before he got out of the league in New York. But he, anyway, he had a couple Pro Bowl years. I mean, he was a
big timer.
Yeah, he had some good moments. And he's made a bunch of money, and I think he's doing well. It seems like, but looking back on some not so happy times, and it's of course been a big story with the Incognito Martin situation down in Miami. So we'll talk to Nate about his feature and the attention it's getting. Deadspin picked it up, I know. So he's been getting a lot of attention. Nate's a really talented guy. I'm so glad Nate's been in a lot of different. Publications in the state, and I think he's finally found a perfect fit for him, and it's a great opportunity because I think he's really talented as an editor, and he's got some opportunities to have a little bit of flexibility and do some things he wants to do. And again, it's not a sports magazine, but when there's an interesting sports feature to be had, he can focus on that. And I think they've done a good job of sort of running the gamut on things going on around town, so a little bit of sports here and there. You got some entertainment things, pop culture, restaurants, I mean a little bit of everything.
You can always check Sync to find out, get your finger on the pulse. That is the pulse of the city, of the area.
I only read it every week hoping that I'll see that Matt Stell has a show around town.
Well, if you'd have read it this week, you'd have found what you were looking for, my brother. We're so excited about Saturday.
It's going to be great. If you want to double dip on some great music, too, you got Friday night down there, too, with Boom Kinetic, and then Saturday with Matt, and you squeeze a Razorback victory in between, hopefully, and I'm going to get a Razorback and a UCA win, hopefully.
Heck, we'll even give away some tickets today and his CD.
Wow.
And maybe I'll get him to autograph it, too.
Yeah, I'll write my name all over it. I'll write your name on it. I'll write whatever you want on it.
If you look right, he'll write his name on you.
That's right. Hand me your baby. I'll sign you baby.
Right on the forehead.
I just started unbuttoning my shirt.
Not you, big guy.
Oh, sorry.
Later in the show, the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. We'll also be joined by Edward Ashoff in that same period from ESPN.com. We'll visit with him about the upcoming slate of games. And you got some interesting scenarios left.
Yeah, you do.
Can Johnny Manziel help his Heisman case this weekend? More on that in a moment because he's getting help from Tallahassee.
Oh, famous Jameis.
He's going to be famous for all the wrong
reasons
if this continues.
Wrong reasons, man.
But we'll talk to Edward about his thoughts on that particular game and Missouri's road to an Eastern Division championship. There is a very large part of me, which, again, I'm not very big in at all, but I think 95% of me wants Missouri to win the East.
Really?
I think it's a good storyline. Missouri has got a very difficult road to win the East because they have two games to play. South Carolina has none. And if Missouri slips up in either of its final two games, it ain't going to be good because they lose the East.
Right.
They'll still end up in a good bowl game. But it'd be nice to see them close things out. James Franklin Bank back as the starting quarterback this week. Talk to Edward about his thoughts on that. We got a new friend in the Zone, and that is the folks from Cop Security, which has an interesting twist for me today. James is coming by from Cop Security. He is the owner-operator. And the motto is, all the stopping power you'll ever need. They do everything from sort of the your basic deal mm-hmm. all the way up to where you can unlock and lock doors, run your
smartphone.
Yes, run your heat and air. You can watch cameras that are shooting at your location on your smartphone.
What about lasers?
They don't have lasers or sharks with lasers, but they do have a lot of other cool stuff.
It's in beta.
Yeah.
You can get the beta testing mm-hmm. package. They've got sharks with lasers. They dig a moat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. No, it's important stuff. I mean, there's
kangaroos with samurai swords.
That's right. There's mm-hmm. people robbing banks out here in this day and age. 2013, somebody thinks they can rob a bank. Yes. There's some stupid people out there that think they're going to get at your stuff, and our fellows at Cops are going to come in here and do what they need to do.
Yes, and the still band of thieves. Why don't you throw all your thieving scenarios at him and see how he would counteract those?
I can't wait. This is going to be great.
And he's got experience in law enforcement, too, so he can tell you how you would counteract all of your thieving ways. Well,
I'm not a thief. It's just my family and I were sitting around, and all of us have somehow picked up on all these things that criminals do to, like, rob you during a funeral or during midnight mass or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we just figured out that we knew several scenarios where we knew people wouldn't be home.
I like animals packing weapons as a security in addition to all the stuff that he can offer. He does not particularly offer that, but I think kangaroos with samurai swords,
he
sharks with
me,
lasers,
yeah.
Maybe a Doberman pincher with some sort of bazooka.
He
would be
strikes
awesome.
Me as the kind of fella that can get what you need.
That's right.
If you need to feel safe, he's the kind of guy that mm-hmm. can provide it.
He's like Red in Shawshank Redemption.
That's right. He's the kind of fella that can get things.
That's exactly right. Now, he does not do posters, but everything else he's got you covered on.
Mm-hmm.
So, two things about that. First of all, back to your point about the bank robber. Hey, stupid. You can't rob a bank. It's 2013. When is the last time somebody got away with robbing a bank? 1973? I wasn't even born yet. What are you doing robbing banks, bro?
It's 2013, man. Steal somebody's identity like a grown-up.
Thank you. Thank you. You low-tech loser.
Like, you can't. Come on, man. You wore a hoodie into a bank. You didn't even have the hood up.
They won't know it's me.
I can see your whole head.
They won't know it's me.
It's like, were you just going to snatch your grab and just take it and then just Mexico?
They'll never figure it out.
They'll never get it.
I'll be able to get away.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be looking for me. When I walk out of this bank, everybody's going to shut their eyes and stay in place and count to 1,000,402 infinity, like I said.
Yeah. That ain't it, bro.
And all the cameras need to be shut off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said.
Don't you hit that button underneath that desk.
Mm-mm.
Don't you call the law.
Nope. And don't give me the bag of money with the blue explosive thing.
No, we don't want that either.
Uh-uh.
Unmarked bills.
Please. Non-sequential unmarked. Okay. Which brings me to my next point, security-wise.
Yes.
Yesterday, I got home, and I do want to thank the fine folks at Firestone. I went by and got my tire fixed on the way home after a very lengthy, very important meeting I had with the management team around here.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think it is. Makes me feel good about myself.
Very important.
I feel like I'm making a difference. We talked a lot about you, Matty T.
Oh, great.
Mm.
Give Matty T what he – empower Matty T. I got the minutes from the meeting.
Aren't you on vacation next week?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. What are we going
to
do?
I might get used to that.
I'm telling you guys.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, so what he normally does, add to his corpse collection. So I did that. Then I went to Firestone. They fixed my tire, lickety-split. Then I got home, and I was happy to see my beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
So we did hugging, chit-chatting, and I was in the house maybe 30 minutes. Left my car in the in the driveway, garage door up,
uh-huh.
Daylight,
right.
late, dusky. It was like 6 something.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting dark.
Uh-huh.
And
car unlocked.
Car unlocked. Like
taking all the proper precautions.
Yeah, exactly.
just dotting every I, crossing every T.
If I had my moat filled with shark laser sharks, I would be safe, but I blew it. So I go back out, don't think, we get in the car, we go to Jim's Razorback Pizza for dinner last night. I said,
good
look,
call.
You've got to try the triplet. It is awesome. So I took them out, by the way.
They got a free cheese pizza for the kid.
Yeah, we did. We did the deal with the mini pizza. That's right. Good point.
How about that?
So, actually, we got two large pizzas because we were with another couple, and each kid got a little cheese pizza. It was great. So, I go to my wallet to get a dollar out for Maddox to go play some of the games. No dollars. Then I look in the back where the bigger bills reside.
The foxhole?
They, too, had been evacuated from the said location.
Your dollars had been placed on indefinite suspension. Yeah.
Apparently, someone sent a message to my dollar bills and my other dollar bills and my $10 and my other larger bills that there was going to be a hurricane on the way and that they should, in fact, evacuate.
Ah.
Someone in that 30 or 40-minute window had gotten into my car, opened my wallet, taken my cash, and taken off.
Wow.
Now, am I an idiot that I sat there and said, at least they didn't take my wallet and my credit cards and my ID and everything else that I would have to
do? No, I think you got off lucky.
I've never been robbed before, and then I didn't expect to feel fortunate afterwards. That's how jaded and pathetic I have become and how weird our society is today. That's like, I feel like that's a win.
Nah, bro, you're just an optimist. You're a glass half full kind of guy.
And I hope you're that like the person that took that money really needed it and puts it to good use.
Yeah.
I hope you're not out there sucking on a glass pipe, using that money for rock, hanging out with Jesse Pinkman. I mean, I hope I hope you needed a cheeseburger so bad that you had to steal that money. You needed a loaf of bread for your family. I hope that money you took will be putting it to good use today. And I do appreciate leaving the credit cards because I do not want to have to get those replaced.
It was the same guy.
So at the end of the day, Matt, I want to thank the person that robbed me yesterday of that money.
For only kind of robbing you?
Yes. I mean, thank you for not going the extra mile. I had a beautiful digital recorder in the back seat that belongs to this station that they didn't take. I appreciate you robbing me in the least offensive way.
Well, it's
and
not-
I hope you can enjoy that money and put it to good
it's
use.
It's the season for giving.
It really is. And it's the season for forgiving.
And, you know, it doesn't seem as dramatic as the experience I had at 1:45 this morning.
Yes, Matt had a crackhead banging on
his
door.
With a lady banging on my door telling me somebody's trying to kill me.
Yes. But the person was in her head.
There was nobody around. I said, if you don't get off my porch, there is going to be somebody trying to kill you.
I said, you should have brought her inside and see if she wanted to kill some of that foot pain you got. Hey, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your foot massage? You don't be tickling or nothing, I bet. Come on in.
How's your foot massage skills?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's not the most attractive women coming to your door at 1:45 in the morning.
You know what?
Screaming.
I know. It's been a long time.
See, you're sitting there going, oh, she's missing half her teeth. Justin would be like, she's got half her teeth.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the difference.
I got to look at the positive side.
My mouth is always half full of teeth.
That's right.
That's how I roll.
There's a difference. There should be a different word between Rob and what you got perpetrated on you. Like, it should be
that
like
was
a
like
lesser,
a charitable donation.
I was
actually
burglarized.
You were petty thefted.
Well, it depends who's petty. I'll tell you what, there have been periods in my life where that would have been a devastating loss that I could not have recovered from.
I would just really
and those
be
days were last week. And so luckily today's payday and I can survive it. So again, that person that thieved for me yesterday, I hope you put it to good use and God bless you.
That's just creepy to have somebody close to your
crazy.
I'm like, I don't want your cooties all up
family
in my car.
Yeah.
Hey, and also
R. Kelly, you gonna be doing that up in my car? Get out of here with that.
Also,
sicko.
Here's a life hack for everybody out there. Save the numbers on the back of your credit card in your phone.
Boom.
That way when that happens, you don't have to Google Chase.
That's good. And when your phone gets stolen, then they'll already have all your credit card numbers.
Right.
No, not the credit card numbers.
I'm getting the wrong
number from the back of the credit card number.
I have 713 credit cards.
That's good.
Only half
the American way.
Half of which are maxed out.
That's
all good.
Perfect.
Yep. Oh, I'm very fiscally responsible.
#% minimum payment.
Okay. Let's start with this Jameis Winston thing quickly, and then we'll move on to the phones. This is the quote from Jameis Winston. Now, apparently, this was a quote that was made before it came out that there was actual evidence of Jameis Winston with said accuser. This is a story that has been happening over the last few days, much to my chagrin. Now, of course, it becomes far more legitimate, but I do have a question about it.
The Heisman, that's such a great honor for me to even be mentioned in that. Of course, I don't want to lose any voters or anything like that. I mean, it's very important to me that happened.
It's important to me that I don't lose any Heisman voters. I'm not really worried so much about the sexual assault thing, as long as it doesn't impact my Heisman voting. Probably the wrong take. I don't know exactly when that interview was made. I don't know exactly when they sent that tape to us, but I'm going to guess that it was somewhat in the same vicinity of time that these accusations were underway. I don't know that I want that to be said. The other thing is, here's the latest, okay, or at least the latest that we have. A release sent out says that they found his DNA evidence. And that there's also a story that the accuser was told, you might want to keep this to yourself. You do know where you are, right? So DNA analysis completed by the Florida Department of Law confirmed the DNA provided by Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston matched the sample taken from the underwear of a woman who's accused him of sexual battery. Now this becomes, obviously they have evidence if this is accurate. Now it becomes a he said, she said. Was it forcible? Was it consensual? The other thing becomes, why is this out there? Why are they releasing the information that they've matched the DNA? Why don't you say it's an ongoing investigation? What happened to those days?
From what I understand, the accuser and her family did their best to keep this, not necessarily keep this story under wraps, but you know, it's been tough on her too, you know, as far as being ostracized in that community.
Oh, sure.
And stuff. And I think what happened was the story got out, you know, sort of without either party weren't the ones that released the story.
But Matt, the fact that they did not follow up on the investigation until it's the time frame. Somebody's probably.
Yeah.
Multiple people are getting fired over this.
Probably. It was like 4 months, like, was the difference between the DNA. I can't remember the exact number.
This happened in December of last year.
Right.
December of last year, man.
Yeah.
Not okay.
No.
I mean, my thing is this. Even if she's not going to cooperate, you still have to chase it down. It's like, well, I understand you don't want to press charges, but we still might want to have a conversation.
Well, I mean, how do you do that, though?
Well, if you've got evidence and you can match it.
Well, I don't think the issue
clearly
never
his name was in the mix all the way around.
Well, yeah, I mean, the issue never ever was, what I understood, you know, did they ever, you know, were they ever in Congress? I think the issue was, you know, was it forcible? And if she's not going to pursue charges, I mean, if you got a he said, she said, and the she said, it's not saying anything anymore.
But if you're being told by the police, you might want to keep this under your hat.
Is that,
so
what
speak,
is that what he?
There are accusations of that.
But I think the way it was worded to her was, "This is a football. This is going to make your life difficult, just so you know." And I don't, you know.
But Matt, I don't think that's an appropriate thing for an authority to say.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I really don't. I think that's, if that actually happened, I don't care how you couch it.
Sure.
That's terribly inappropriate and unethical for a law enforcement official to say that if that's the way that was done.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I by no means am I sticking up for Jameis Winston because he throws a football.
No, I know you're not.
You know.
And again, even if you're the person that's thinking, you really don't want this on yourself, you're going to have to deal with a lot of scrutiny and a lot of backlash, because there are lots of people, especially people who are Florida State fans, that don't care about you being a victim.
That's right.
They just don't want you screwing up our great season.
Mm-hmm.
And what a horrific tease for Florida State fans if this were, and again, on a much lesser scale from an important standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Right.
But you get all the way to this point. Everything's coming up roses. You got a young guy who's in the mix for the Heisman. You're winning games. You're relevant again.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be in the national title game against Alabama. And
best
all of a
team
sudden,
in Florida.
You may have to do it without your quarterback. You certainly can't do it without scrutiny.
Yeah. It's just an unfortunate thing, man. There's no right way to handle this stuff, and there's no good way to do it, because if it comes down to he said, she said, I mean, what, you know? I don't know.
The guy that is at focus here, Detective Scott Angulo. The family alleges that Angulo refused to collect Winston's DNA or interview his roommate, who was said to have witnessed the attack. The detective allegedly stated that such an activity would alert Winston and the matter would go public. At that point, I don't know who cares, but okay. Victim's family says the victim was devastated last week when she learned the investigators had informed Winston of the accusations last February. The family is shocked that Winston's defense will have been given this much time to prepare its case. There are a lot of questions that remain unanswered, but the bottom line is these two were together. There was an allegation. Whether or not they wanted to pursue it remains in doubt. But if I'm an authority, I'm going to at least have that cursory movement and conversation with an alleged the accuser.
Right.
Or the accused, rather.
Okay. Part of that story that I guess I'm not understanding is, if she's devastated about Winston and Winston's party and all that, and his attorneys and his whole camp knowing about this because now his defense has had time, then the thing that the Angulo guy said about, if we take his DNA now, that's going to alert him to the investigation, I mean, that jibes with me. Like, that's not inappropriate behavior.
I know, but here's my thing. Who cares if he's aware of the investigation?
Well, evidently, she and her family did. I mean, that's kind of on record, is they did not want this public. They didn't want a radio show in Arkansas to be talking about, you know, her daughter getting sexually assaulted.
But her name's not going to be brought into it.
Sure, it may not be.
It won't be.
But what I understand from reading sort of, you know, about the issue is that they were concerned about keeping this as quiet to maintain their lifestyle, keep it as normal as possible. And when I say they, I'm talking about the accuser. So the fact that they didn't take the DNA really sounds to me like that's more following the line of what the accuser wanted, so that they didn't alert Jameis Winston's camp that there was, you know, an ongoing investigation.
All I know is the question is, did the investigators talk her out of moving forward with the case? Because she made an initial claim. She made an initial call. They took evidence at the scene in December.
Mm-hmm.
So the initial steps were being made. Was she coerced into not moving forward? That's the question. If that's the case, totally inappropriate, and a lot of heads are going to roll.
Sure. So no question.
We shall see. Let's run through a couple of calls here. We'll take our first time out. Critter, what's up, Critter?
He wanted to say that he had his
wallet stolen,
and it took him 3.5 weeks. Am I getting feedback for some reason?
You sound good to me.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it took him 3.5 weeks to get everything situated, all his cards back, and everything.
Yeah, that's tough.
I've had that happen. Glass full.
I had that happen. I actually I had my wallet taken before one time, and they used the credit cards in one place, and I lost it in Pine Bluff, and it was my fault. I think I left it on. I was putting some stuff in my car, and I left it on the roof of my car and drove away. Somebody found it, and then the next step is not supposed to be, I'm going to go use the credit cards and take the cash. It's supposed to be, I'm going to try to get a hold of this idiot that put his wallet on top of his car and see if I can help him out.
That's right.
So instead, they did the opposite. They used the credit cards at a gas station in Southwest Little Rock, and then somehow the wallet got dumped in Benton. I get a call from Benton, and they're like, yeah, we got your wallet here, dumb. I'm like, oh, I'll come get that.
Hey, you want to hear a country wallet story?
I love country wallet stories.
One time my dad...
did your wallet lose a dog and have its girlfriend break up to it and its gun rack fell off?
Yeah, that's what happened.
What happened?
Wallet was drunk. No, my old man was he was in the hay field, and I guess his wallet fell out of his pocket, but he was raking hay. So when it fell off the tractor, the back of the tractor... it wasn't raking, they were tedding hay. And when it hit the tedder, it just threw... He always carries a bunch of cash and everything like
everywhere.
That. So it looked like it looked like he was making it rain.
Your dad was in a hayfield strip club.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Stuffing dollar bills and square bales at the time.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's how they found the wallet. Because like, I don't know where it is, and they looked out in the field, and he's always been the kind that kept cash on him.
You know why that's funny? Because it didn't happen to me.
Yeah,
it's totally funny.
Hey, it's better to lose it in a hay accident than it is losing it in a petty theft accident.
That's true. It's only petty because it's not yours. It becomes a major theft incident when it's you.
I don't know. I hope I can keep my head together sort of stay the course the way you did when you had your mishap.
Yeah.
At least with credit cards, though, you don't have to pay usually, do you? Because I've had my number stolen.
No, you
before.
Don't have to. Yeah, they didn't make me pay for the charges. So, hey.
It's the hassle behind the whole thing.
Right.
I got enough hassle in my world.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth? Sorry about that, by the way.
Work with Tommy Smith, for God's sakes. Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, bud. What's up?
I have a cool question for you. I'm heading down to Baton Rouge tomorrow to spend the Thanksgiving week down there with my in-laws. And curious if you guys are going to be down there broadcasting for the Razorback game.
What are you talking about, Thanksgiving week? Next week? Okay. We will have a crew.
Over Mississippi State.
Yes, David Basil and... Well, that's not necessary. He hung up on me. I didn't do that. David Basil and Trey Schapp will
be... Press 1 to end call.
...in attendance. He must have found my wallet and hung up. But, yeah, we'll have a couple guys down there. We'll have a crew on site for that fifth win of Arkansas season.
That's right. Hey, we did it Petrino's first year. Same thing, same scenario.
Yes.
I was watching a clear cut, trying to shoot something, and listen to the game. I'll never forget that. And we won.
Brett Bielema on Being Focused. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nate Olson about the Sean Andrews story. We'll also... give away some Razorback tickets before the end of the hour, because Matt said we would, and so did the other Matt.
You know, when you lose a couple in a row like we have, and you get